Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope is a place to bring you an encouraging word in your life. I know we're all facing challenges in our life, but God is on our side. God wants to help us. God wants to encourage us. God wants to empower us. And so I come to you every Sunday on the Voice of Hope in the Bungoma on the radio, but you can listen to Voice of Hope anytime on the internet by going to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org, and I post all my radio messages and other teachings on my website. So if you're listening in other countries, in Uganda or Burundi or other countries, I just welcome you today to the Voice of Hope and to the word that God has given me for you today to encourage you and the situation you find yourself in. And today I want to talk about our name, your name. We each have a name. My name is Pastor Andy Clark. Andy Clark is my name. Pastor is my title. Andy Clark is my name. And we're given names by our parents. And our names usually have meaning to our parents and meaning to us. Their names are very important. Your identity is recognized by your name on your identity card. And so our name is very important because everyone recognizes us by our name. And so God recognizes us by our name. And it's important that we understand that God knows the name of every person in the world. There's about 8 billion people in the world today. And God knows the name of every person of those 8 billion people in the world today. No matter who they are or where they live, God knows everybody's name. The Bible says God even knows how many hairs you have on your head because God knows everything. He's omniscient. He knows everything. And so today I want to just encourage you that no matter what you're going through, God knows your name. And God is calling you because he wants to do something special in your life. He wants to save you from where you're at and bring you into a new place that he has for you. And so I want to look at a story today of a man named Zacchaeus. We see in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10. Luke 19, 1 through 10. And I encourage you to just get a piece of paper, write down any scriptures I give, and you can look at them later. But in Luke chapter 19, verse 1, Jesus and disciples are passing through a city called Jericho. And there were many people, thousands of people following Jesus. And they were following Jesus because they wanted to see his miracles. Many of them wanted healing and other things. So you have thousands of people that are following Jesus. And in Jericho, there was a tax collector named Zacchaeus. The Jews did not like tax collectors at all. Back then, Israel, the nation the Jews lived in, had been conquered by the Romans. So they were under the authority of the Romans. And there were some Jewish people that collected taxes from their own people and gave it to the Roman government. So the Jewish people hated tax collectors. And not only they collect taxes for their oppressors, the Romans, they collected more taxes than they should, and they became very wealthy. And so they were not serving God. They did not go to the synagogue. They didn't do anything for God. They were mostly very wicked people, very corrupt people, very powerful people, very wealthy people. And so Zacchaeus was one of these people in Jericho that was hated by the Jewish people. And so in the story here, Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus. But there are so many people crowd around that he can't see Jesus. And the Bible says he was a short man. And so even though Zacchaeus was a very wealthy man, a very powerful man, a very important man, Zacchaeus, and probably dressed very nicely, Zacchaeus climbs a tree. This very important, wealthy man climbs a tree. Now, he couldn't get to the front of the crowd because no one would let him because no one liked Zacchaeus. And so this important, wealthy man, well-dressed, climbs a tree. And he climbs a tree for one reason. It says he climbed the tree so he could see Jesus. He didn't climb a tree to get something from Jesus. You know, many people follow Jesus to get something from him. They wanted healing. They wanted him to do a miracle. They wanted something from Jesus. But Zacchaeus didn't want something from Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. He wanted Jesus. And so climbed this tree, and it says in Luke 10, verse 5, it says, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw Zacchaeus, and he said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.'" Jesus had never met Zacchaeus, but Jesus knew Zacchaeus' name, and he calls Zacchaeus by name. He said, "Zacchaeus, hurry up. I want to come to your house today." See, Jesus knows your name. Jesus knows where you live. Jesus knew Zacchaeus. He knew everything about Zacchaeus. He knew Zacchaeus was a wicked, corrupt tax collector. He knew everything about Zacchaeus. But Jesus called Zacchaeus by name because Zacchaeus was searching for Jesus. And so it says there as you go on, "So Zacchaeus hurried up and came down, and he received Jesus joyfully in his home." It says, "But when they saw it, they all complained." Now, these are the religious Jewish people, the thousands who were following him, because Jesus chose Zacchaeus. He didn't choose them. Jesus didn't choose a good person. He didn't choose a religious person. He chose Zacchaeus. And they were all complaining because he chose Zacchaeus. And they said, "Jesus has gone to be a guest with a man who's a sinner." So they couldn't understand why Jesus chose Zacchaeus. Jesus chose this very sinful, wicked man, this corrupt man, and he didn't choose good people. And so Jesus goes into Zacchaeus' house, and disciples probably went in with Jesus because they followed Jesus wherever he went. But everybody else stayed out because they would never go into Zacchaeus' house. And I'm sure Zacchaeus had invited all his friends, and all his friends were other tax collectors, wicked people, people who drank and smoked, people who had prostitutes. When they walked into the house, there may have been some prostitutes there, with not very many clothes on. There may have been drinking pombe and smoking. They had foul language. They were terrible people. But Jesus walks into Zacchaeus' home. Religious people would not go into Zacchaeus' home. Religious people would not accept Zacchaeus to come into their synagogue or their church. So Zacchaeus was not welcomed by the Jewish people. But Jesus welcomed Zacchaeus. He came into Zacchaeus' home. And I can just imagine him walking to Zacchaeus' home, and Zacchaeus is sitting there on a very big chair. He's surrounded all by all his friends. Maybe Zacchaeus has a prostitute sitting on his knee and everything. And maybe he's drinking some pombe. And Jesus walks into Zacchaeus. He doesn't condemn Zacchaeus for his sin. He begins to talk with Zacchaeus. He's interested in Zacchaeus because Jesus is interested in everybody, because Jesus loves the whole world. Jesus loves everyone. Jesus even loves sinners and wicked people. The Bible says when we were yet sinners, enemies of God, Jesus died for us. So Jesus is interested in everybody. He knows everybody by name. He's interested in everybody. So he walks into Zacchaeus' house, begins to talk with Zacchaeus. He doesn't preach at Zacchaeus. He doesn't condemn Zacchaeus. He just begins to get to know Zacchaeus and begins to share some things with Zacchaeus. Then in verse 8 it says, "Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Lord, Lord, I give half my goods to the poor. So I give half of everything I have to the poor. And if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation,'" in other words, if I've taken money out of corruption, he says, "I'll restore to them fourfold." So he says, "I'm going to give half my money to the poor, and I'm going to, anything that I've taken out of corruption, I'm going to pay that person back four times what I took to him." And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost." See, Jesus cared about Zacchaeus. Jesus saw Zacchaeus because Zacchaeus was seeking after Jesus. Jesus called Zacchaeus' name. Jesus called Zacchaeus, came into Zacchaeus' home. And Zacchaeus, when he saw Jesus' love for him. Jesus didn't condemn him. He loved Zacchaeus. And when Zacchaeus saw this, he wanted to change. He wanted to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. He wanted to leave his old life. So he says, I'm going to give away half my money. There was a very religious man in another place that wanted to follow Jesus. He said, Jesus, I want to follow you. And the Bible says he was a very rich man. And so Jesus said, I want you to give away all your money and give it to the poor. And this man was a religious man. He obeyed all the laws of God. He really loved God. But he was unwilling to give away his riches. So he turned away sad and refused to follow Jesus because he didn't want to get rid of his riches. But here Zacchaeus is willing to give away half of his money to poor people. And if he's cheated somebody, he's willing to pay them back four times as much. And Jesus says, salvation has come to this house because Zacchaeus had repented. Repent means to be sorry for what you've done and to turn away from what you've done. See, there are people who say they accept Jesus Christ as Savior, but they don't repent. They don't turn away from what they have so that God can give them something new. See, Jesus came into Zacchaeus' house because Zacchaeus was lost. Zacchaeus was a sinner, and he needed salvation. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 14, or 11 through 13, God is talking to the prophet Jeremiah to the nation of Israel. And because of their sin, God had allowed Israel to go into captivity into Babylon. So they had been taken away from their home, and they were captive in Babylon. And they had no freedom. They were slaves in Babylon. And God speaks through Jeremiah to them while they're in captivity. And this is what God says in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and will go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. See, God comes in the place of captivity. Maybe you're in a place of captivity. Maybe you're in a place being captive by sin, captive of traditions, captive of poverty, captive by some disease. Maybe you're captive to something. And Jesus comes to you in your captivity, and he knows your name. And he says, I think good thoughts toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. God wants to give you a future and a hope beyond where you are now. Wherever your captivity is, whatever you're going through, God wants to give you a hope and a future. He knows your name. He's thinking of you, and he wants to give you a hope and a future. Then he says in verse 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me for all your heart. See, all the multitude of people, they were following Jesus to see what they could get from Jesus. No, Zacchaeus came to Jesus because he wanted Jesus. He didn't want what Jesus could give him. He wanted Jesus. And, you know, I remember praying for people when I was in Africa that were non-Christians. They would get healed, and they would thank God. Then they would return back to their old lifestyle because they came to Jesus because they wanted healing or something from Jesus. There are people who asked for things, and they didn't get it, and so they just turned away from Christianity. But Zacchaeus wanted Jesus. He didn't want Jesus could do for him. He wanted Jesus, and he sought for Jesus. He was willing to humble himself as a very powerful, wealthy, well-dressed man and climb a tree because he was seeking for Jesus. And God says here, if you seek me, God says here in Jeremiah 29:13, and if you seek me, you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. So God is calling you today to search for him. No matter who you are, God is calling you today to search for you, for him. Because he says, I want to give you peace and not evil. I want to give you a hope and a future. God has good things for you if you will seek him and seek to be walk with him and seek a relationship with him, to seek to talk with him, to seek to do his will. As you begin to walk with God, he brings you into something greater for you. No matter who you are today, God loves you where you are. God loved Zacchaeus and came to his house when he was a terrible, wicked, evil, corrupt tax collector. And God reached out to him. And God reaches out to everyone and everybody. You know, last week I live in my neighborhood. There was a woman in my neighborhood, and she's a very immoral woman. And she is living with a guy. She's lived with several guys have lived with her. Men have lived with her in the house. She's now living with another man. She smokes all the time. She is always drunk. She's a terrible woman. But the other day I found out that she was had a tumor on her brain, and it had caused some her mouth and part of her body to be paralyzed because of this tumor, and she was going to have surgery on this tumor. So Emily and I, this past Sunday, we went down to Karen's house. We walked into Karen's house, and it was filled with smoke from cigarettes. There were cigarettes everywhere. There was beer cans everywhere. And we walked in their house to pray for Karen. Because, you see, God knows Karen by name. And even though Karen's living a very immoral, terrible life, God loves Karen. Karen doesn't feel free to come to church because of her lifestyle. So we went to Karen's home, just like Jesus went to Zacchaeus' home. We went to Karen's home, and when we went to Karen's home, we found that her mother and her sister were visiting. So we sat down, and we visited with Karen and her mother and her sister. And we talked about the things of God, talked about the love of God for them. And then we prayed for Karen, for God to touch and heal her. And Karen just began to weep and cry. And God touched Karen's life. See, there are people out there today that are lost. They are caught up in sin and wickedness. And we as believers, we are the representatives of Christ on earth. And we need to reach out. Jesus knows every person's name. And Jesus wants to reach every person with the good news of Jesus Christ. Paul said in Romans 1:15, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. See, the gospel is for everybody. Hope is for everyone. Hope is for people like Zacchaeus. Hope is for people like Karen. God has a hope and a future for them. And God, if you're listening today and you're captive to sin, you're captive to some problems, God loves you today. God knows you by name, and God wants to reach out to you. If you're a believer today, you need to not judge people. You see, the religious people, they judge Zacchaeus. They refuse to go into Zacchaeus' house because they judge Zacchaeus as a wicked, terrible tax collector. They hated Zacchaeus. But Jesus loved Zacchaeus. Jesus knew Zacchaeus by name. He reached into Zacchaeus and touched Zacchaeus and brought salvation into Zacchaeus' house and brought a hope and a future to Zacchaeus. And I'm sure the lives of many other tax collectors were changed because of Zacchaeus' testimony. And I believe lives are going to be changed because of Karen. Because Karen runs with people who are very immoral, people who would never come into a church. But she has relationship with these people. And when God changes Karen, God will change her friends and the people around about her. That is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want you to know, God knows every person by name. God knows you by name. I want to look at another story in Luke chapter 5, verse 4 through 11. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 through 11. And in Luke 5, we see that Jesus is coming to the shore of Galilee. And there's three brothers that are fishermen, and they're fishing, and that is their livelihood. Fishermen during Jesus' day were uneducated men. They were very rough men. And they may have been believers in God, but they didn't live a really godly life. And so Peter was out fishing, and he had been fishing all night. And he came in to shore, and Jesus told Peter to take his boat out into the deep and cast their net down. And this is what Peter said to him. But Simon said to Jesus, Master, we've worked all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down this net. And when they had let down the net, it said a great number of fish filled their net till it was breaking. So they signaled other boats to come over to help them, and their boats were so filled with fish that they almost began to sink. And so Peter comes aboard, and he kneels down before Jesus, and he says, I'm not worthy to even be in your presence. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid, for now you will catch men. So they brought in their boats and land, and Peter, James, and John forsook their boats and followed Jesus. See, Jesus knew Simon by name. He was Simon, and his name was called, changed to Peter. Peter is the rock. Simon was the fisherman. Peter was the rock. Jesus knew Simon's name. He called Simon. Simon, and he brought a miracle into Simon's life. And even though Simon did not feel worthy to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, Jesus called Simon to be his disciple. The disciples were a special group of people. They lived with Jesus. They walked with Jesus. They spent all their time with Jesus. They weren't just believers in Jesus. They were disciples. They lived the life with Jesus. And you see, today God is calling people not only to be believers in him, but be disciples of him. See, God knows you by name, and he wants to call you not to just be a believer, but to be a disciple, to be a follower. He wants to do the supernatural. He wants you to begin to follow him and give your life to him. Now, Simon gave up his business and everything to follow Jesus. And God is calling us to a new level in Jesus Christ. Maybe you're a believer today, and you believe in Jesus, but you haven't been a real disciple of Jesus. You're still working and trying to make money in the world, trying to solve your problems. And Jesus is greater than your problems, and Jesus wants to meet your problems. But he's calling you to a higher level. See, Jesus knows by name, and he's calling us out of a life of sin like he did Zacchaeus. But he's also, like Peter, calling us to a higher level. Peter didn't deserve to be a disciple. He was uneducated, untrained. He was a very simple man. But Jesus called Simon to become a disciple, and Jesus made him Peter, and he became a rock, and he became the leader of the early church. And in Acts chapter 2, he stands up and preaches, and 3,000 people get saved by the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter went from being a simple disciple to a powerful apostle because God had a hope and a future from Peter. And you know, there are people who are listening to my voice today. You're a believer in Jesus Christ. You've been saved. You've given your life to Christ. But Jesus is calling you to a higher level in him. Jesus is calling you to a greater commitment to him, where you're not walking partially in the world and partially with Jesus. That you're giving your life totally to following Jesus, totally to serving Jesus Christ, because you love him and you want to follow him. God is calling a new church, a people group like disciples who commit their lives to Jesus Christ, who walk with Jesus every day, talk about Jesus every day, who get into the scriptures, who allow Jesus to become part of their life. Doesn't mean you have to leave your business or your shamba or being a teacher or a doctor. It means you bring Jesus into your life. That your primary purpose in life is not making money. Your primary purpose in life is not being somebody important or recognized. Your primary purpose in life is following Jesus, walking with Jesus, doing the will of Jesus. See, because God used the 12 disciples to change the world. And God has wanted to raise up men and women who move from being believers to disciples of Christ that he can empower to change their world for Jesus Christ. You don't have to have a great education. You don't have to be somebody important. You just have to be willing to follow Jesus with everything that you have. Give your life fully to Jesus Christ. Jesus is calling people by name to be followers of him. The last one I want to look at is in Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. And this is the call of Saul. Now, we know the story of Saul in the book of Acts. Saul was a Jewish leader that hated Christians. And so he persecuted Christians. He was there when they stoned Stephen to death, and he agreed for Stephen to be stoned to death. Then he began to arrest people, put people in prison, have Christians beaten. He persecuted the church. But one day, Saul was on the road from Jerusalem to Damascus to arrest Christians in Damascus. And while he was on the road, he came under a bright light. And the light shone on him, and Jesus spoke from heaven to him. Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then Jesus said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goads." Saul was a persecutor of the church, but yet Jesus knew Saul's name. Jesus called Saul. Jesus appeared to Saul in a great light, and Saul saw Jesus, and Jesus called Saul by name. And he called Saul to become Paul, the great apostle who would take the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world and be the one who spread the gospel throughout the world. He became, from being a Saul the persecutor, he became Paul the apostle, because God the judge does not judge us according to our previous life. God wants to raise us up into something greater and something more than we are. God is looking for Sauls, people maybe who are against him. And God wants to supernaturally call your name and calling you out into a greater thing for him. See, God wants to raise up Peter's. God wants to save Zacchaeus's, people who are caught up in the bondage and captivity of sin. God wants to raise up people like Peter and raise them up to be his disciples. God's calling you to be from a believer to disciple. God's calling you to be from a Saul to a Paul, to be a person of influence in the church. Paul laid down his life. God said to Saul in Acts 9, verse 15, God said to him, Saul is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings and children of Israel, for I will show Saul how much he must suffer for my name's sake. So Saul gave up everything and became Paul. He suffered beatings. He suffered shipwreck. He suffered imprisonment because God had saved Saul from a total deception, from being a persecutor of the church to becoming a great man of God. And God wants to redeem men today. I have a man that I discipled in prison. His name is Victor. He was a gang leader, and he was in prison for killing people, selling drugs, doing all kinds of terrible things. He was in prison for over 20 years for all this. And he came to Jesus in prison. I discipled Victor in prison. Today, Victor is out there leading a powerful ministry, reaching people in prison, people on the streets, people who are in drugs, people who are in gangs. God's using Victor in a powerful way. God took an evil gang leader who did evil things, and God has redeemed Victor, and he's using him for his glory and his power. See, God knows the name of every person. Jesus came to redeem every person. And God today, by his Holy Spirit, is calling people, every kind of people, people who are religious, people who are sinners, people who are poor, people who are uneducated. God's calling us out of our life of the past into a life of the future. God has a hope and a future for you. And God wants to redeem you by his power and bring you into everything he has for you. Lord God, I just pray for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today, Lord God. No matter where they are in you, they may be a follower of you already, but you're calling them to a higher level. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You know every person's name, Lord Jesus, listening to the Voice of Hope. Lord, I pray that you'll speak to them today. Call them out of the place where they are, Lord God. You said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and redeemed you, that you may go forth and bear much fruit, and their fruit may remain. Lord, I pray your blessing upon every person today, and just encourage them by your Spirit. Draw them to yourself in Jesus' name. Amen. So I encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday, or go to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my messages. And I believe that God is moving by his Spirit around the world, and God is raising men and women, all kinds of men and women from every kind of background, to fulfill his end time purposes, to prepare the church for the return of Jesus Christ. May God bless you and keep you. And Lord willing, I hope that you listen to the Voice of Hope next Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.